AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. He was convicted 2 weeks ago. Today, the jury begins deciding whether Boston Marathon bomber Johar Tsarnaev will be executed for what he did. Legal expert Daniel Medved.
Prosecutors are going to undoubtedly argue that these crimes were committed in a particularly heinous, cruel manner. Because the idea that you could put a backpack right down in front of a kid, knowing that a bomb was about to go off, that shows callousness. That shows heinousness.
He says Tsarnaev's lawyers will portray him as just a 19-year-old kid at the time who was under the influence of his domineering older brother, Tamerlan. Tamerlan was killed during a shootout with police. Also in court this hour, the 73-year-old Tulsa County volunteer deputy who shot and killed a suspect after mistaking his handgun for a stun gun. Robert Bates' attorney says Bates will plead not guilty to manslaughter charges. An accountability group is welcoming the Vatican's decision to accept the resignation of an American bishop. Bishop Robert Finn heads the Kansas City, Missouri diocese. He pleaded guilty a few years ago to failing to report a suspected child abuser. Our Nicole Winfield reports from Rome that Pope Francis's top sex abuse advisor had been pressing Francis to remove Finn.
Cardinal Sean O'Malley is very familiar with this whole issue of bishop accountability. He is the Boston Archbishop. He took over after Boston experienced the explosion of sex abuse cases in 2002. He, last year, said that the Finn case was something that needed to be urgently addressed.
The UN Refugee Agency says it believes more than 800 people drowned when a boat packed with migrants trying to reach Europe sank on Saturday. 28 people survived. This is AP Radio News. Bluebell is recalling everything it makes after two samples of chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream tested positive for Listeria. Bluebell says it doesn't know for sure how the bacteria got into its facilities. Here's our Martin DeCaro.
In a statement, Bluebell's chief executive, Paul Cruz, says we're committed to doing the 100% right thing, and the best way to do that is to take all our products off the market until we can be confident they're all safe.
The CDC linked ice cream contaminated with Listeria to 3 deaths at a Kansas hospital. The recall extends now to 23 states and some international locations as well. The University of Connecticut baseball team's newest member is 5 years old. Little Grayson Hand of Sturbridge, Massachusetts, is battling leukemia. He's going to have his own locker, and the team says he can attend as many games and practices as he wants to. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.